listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your Pilbara and Kimberley local news. Here's what's making news Tuesday, November 29th. Records broken in the Kimberley as residents wake up to more flooding in the region this morning. Parts of the Great Northern Highway have been closed off the back of heavy rainfall, with Mount Winifred getting up to 93 mils yesterday. Forecaster Jessica Lingard says it's due to ongoing rainfall.
We've seen a lot of rainfall falling over the last week, including daily falls in excess of 100 millimetres. And all of this has led to the catchments becoming saturated and some water flowing down the Fitzroy River.
Meanwhile, Headland, Burrup and Ashburton are among the areas with a high fire danger rating today. Most fires can be controlled in these conditions, but we're urged to monitor Emergency WA as conditions may change quickly. The Department of Biodiversity is monitoring a croc sighting at Airport Creek. Those in the Karratha area are urged not to be complacent as they can move around large distances throughout the year, report sightings to Parks and Wildlife. A landmark agreement has been signed between Rio Tinto and traditional landowners in the Pilbara. The mining giant have established a legacy foundation which will benefit the community in education, business development, preservation and advocacy. To local sport, this weekend in West Pilbara cricket, it was a Dampier Taverners derby when the two sides went up against each other, side one winning by 2 runs, while the Karratha Cats suffered a loss at the hands of Pegg's Creek 2. The side couldn't chase the total set by their opponents, losing by a landslide 40 runs. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.